Aloha and welcome to Kapiko Podcast. I'm your host, Kyle Galdera with Kamehameha Schools Communications. And before we start today, I want to thank all of our loyal listeners. We're very proud to announce that our podcast has just surpassed the 6,000 download mark, which is a huge accomplishment for everybody involved in putting this together. So thank you very much for listening. And if you happen to be new to the podcast, we aim to bring innovative approaches to education, community building, and leadership through a Native Hawaiian lens. And you can be sure to catch all the Kapiko Podcast episodes either through the Imua Newsroom at ksb.edu and also through Spotify, iHeartRadio, and Stitcher, and even on Google Podcast platforms. So a lot of ways to catch Kapiko Podcast. So thanks again for listening. And in today's episode, we're very happy to welcome in a newcomer to the podcast, Pono Ma'a, a 1982 Keas Kapa Lama graduate who now serves as the Director of Advancement and the Executive Director of the Pauahi Foundation. So mahalo, Pono, for joining us today.
Yeah, mahalo for having me. It's good to be here.
Yeah, and as we talked about, as we were getting ready for the podcast, we're doing things virtually now. So, you know, let's just start with that. How are you and your team doing in these interesting, very unique times that we're working in now?
Yeah, these are interesting times for all of us, right? And so initially, like everyone else, that transition home was a little tough, a little bumpy. And as much as it was bumpy, it gave us an opportunity to rethink how we do our work. And in addition to the advancement work and the foundation work, I also am the director of alumni relations. So that got us to the tricky point of what do we do with COVID and alumni week?
Okay. And speaking of that, we just wrapped up alumni month, which basically was formed because we had to make the tough decision to cancel alumni week, which a lot of our alumni know that is something we look forward to every year. And there's a lot of in-person gatherings and activities that we couldn't do this year because of COVID-19 and the resulting social distancing policy. So can you kind of talk about what went into that decision and then why it actually became a positive that we were able to create Alumni Month?
Yeah, and as you can imagine, it wasn't an easy decision to make. And when I was working with leadership, very early when we thought about safety and we realized that kupuna are a big part of that celebration, right, there was no way we could actually offer something up with that risk. And so we had sent the message out to our class reps and sent it across our KS Alumni Association board and really shared the sad news. And then, just as you mentioned, it opened up a new door for us. And so Alumni Month became a reality. And the goal there was, how do we actually take something that was maybe 1,800 strong at the luau and expand it to beyond that and make it global? And that's exactly what happened. We had over 5,000 of our alumni joining us through the website. Wow. So the numbers were off the charts. And so it opens up a new opportunity for us to look at the virtual along with when things settle down, the physical gatherings. And so I think what we'll start to see is a combination of both.
Okay. And as we record this podcast, June is almost wrapping up. And I had the opportunity to check out the basically the closing chapel service that is kind of the culmination of Alumni Week and now Alumni Month. That is really nice, a nice way for people to come together and honor the classmates that are no longer with us and the fellow alumni who we honor that way. Can you kind of talk about how that really came together as a, even though it's virtual, it was a nice tribute to all of our KS Ohana who have passed on?
Yeah, I'd love to. Actually, if I can step back, the month itself started with Loina Kamehameha. So Manu Boyd shared a lot about our culture and our traditions. He talked about the significance of giving lei. He talked about hospitality. And so our alumni got to hear from him, which is always a fun experience. And then we segued into our alumni concert. And so the class of 91, who was hosting the Alumni Week, actually took the lead on presenting an alumni concert. And so that went off really well. And so we're excited about that. Our third week was kupuna meals. And I'm not sure if you folks heard about it, but we were able to deliver 500 meals to Kupuna across the Paiaina. And all of those monies came from alumni. We put the call out and asked, hey, if you're interested, do you want to contribute? And in the course of a week, we raised $7,500 for 500 meals. And so we want to thank our alumni, especially those that were contributing. And they either contributed money or they also volunteered to deliver the meals. And so that was awesome. We had alumni delivering meals across the state. And then, as you mentioned, we ended the month with our memorial. And we looked at the classes of zeros and fives and asked them if they'd be willing to share their past classmates. And so it was a really fitting way to end the month. And also a really strong reminder about once you're a part of the family, you're always a part of the family.
Yeah, definitely. And you mentioned earlier, you kind of alluded to how now that we have this experience as we go forward and hopefully when things get back to somewhat of a normalcy and we actually have Alumni Week again, how do you kind of look at maybe implementing Alumni Month virtually and the actual in-person Alumni Week? How have you thought about how that's going to come about?
So the first thing we're going to do is really do a wrap up on what we learned from Alumni Month. And so the team's getting together and trying to identify, hey, what are some things that went well? And what are some things that we can actually expand on? And my belief is that once we get back to the physical gathering, the virtual will have components of both. And so it'll be some staged canned videos that we can send out across the globe, but it'll also have some live shots of the actual events to give people a chance to plug in virtually at the same time. So I really believe it's going to be a combination that allows us to touch more of our alumni across the globe.
Okay. Especially, you know, you mentioned a lot of people might not actually be able to make it physically, but they can still be engaged with that virtual component.
Yeah, and that was an ask that CEO had been sharing for a while is, you know, you can only serve so many at the physical campus, but there's so many more that for whatever reason, you know, couldn't make it. And so how can they plug in? How can we continue to stay connected despite the fact that they can't make it? And so this opened up so many new possibilities for us to enlarge that group virtually.
Okay. And you mentioned a great point as we kind of wrap up our Alumni Month conversation. You said you're going to look back and do almost like a debrief and see what went well, what needs improvement, and so on. But as somebody, as an alum in your position now of being able to make some of these decisions, what is the impact that this effort has had on you? Just being able to step back and, like you said, all the kupuna pitching in to help with the meals and all the volunteer efforts. What does that mean to you as a proud KS alum?
It was actually eye-opening for us. We went in thinking, hey, we have to do something for these O's and fives. We have to find a way to honor them. And at the same time, we were sharing, hey, if you do it virtually, you can actually have everybody join in. You can feature the O's and fives. But if there's other groups that want to join in, why wouldn't we add them? So one element that we've learned is that you can actually gather alumni every year when you do the virtual aspect. The other thing was we learned so much from the kupuna delivery of meals. And I'm talking as far as people gathering to give money to pay for the meals. And the idea that we had more volunteers than we could handle. So we had to actually turn them away and say, hey, you know, we got enough. And so what it did was open another opportunity that possibly in Thanksgiving, we're looking at doing another kupuna meal service. And so that's something that kind of came up just kind of randomly. And it's exciting because there was such good energy around, hey, our kupuna need us and we want to help. And so why not do it several times during the year instead of just once a year? And so that's something we learned right away. And then the whole idea of sharing culture with our families that live on the mainland. So locally, you can go down the street and maybe get culture, but on the mainland, very different. And so if we can start to have regular quarterly cultural events that they can plug into that has a Kamehameha connection, we think that's going to add value as well.
Okay. Wow, lots to look forward to. I'm really glad those decisions are being talked about right now. And as we catch up with Ponomaha here on the Kopiko podcast, we actually have some breaking news, I guess we can call it, to share with our listeners. As those of you know who read Ibua Magazine and check out a lot of our alumni events, we've really branded Pono here as keeping it Pono, as far as keeping you updated, keeping you in the loop as to what's happening. And we're actually looking forward to launching the very first Keeping It Pono podcast that's going to debut sometime next month in July. So Pono, can you tell us a little bit about what you expect to be sharing on that podcast?
Well, thanks for sharing the opportunity. And as we just mentioned, when we think about virtual, it really opens up a whole lot of avenues. One of them is this idea that if we want to get connected, how do we allow alumni to connect back? And so this is one regular occurrence that we can count on. And you mentioned Emoa Magazine as another way that people can connect. There's our annual report that kind of features a lot of our alumni and the great things that are happening. And so we feel like when you talk about keeping it Pono, it's really, are you keeping everyone updated? And then more importantly, are you keeping them connected? And so we're hoping that this gives us a chance to share what's happening. And I want to cue up that one of the exciting things that I'll mention in the next update is this project around a new gathering space. And so we are working very hard to create a gathering space for alumni to eat, talk story, drink, and fellowship with music off the campus. And so we will we'll be sharing a little bit more of that information next time.
Oh, that's a perfect tease. That's just how you're supposed to do it, Pono. That was awesome. So we'll keep all of our Kopiko podcast listeners keeping that going. But just to reassure you, we're going to add Keeping It Pono as well. So you're going to be able to add to your podcast library again, starting in July. So be sure to stay tuned to our Kamehameha Schools social media and our Kamehameha Schools alumni social media channels, as well as the Pauahi Foundation channels, just to be on top of everything. And like Pono said, keep it Pono.
Yeah, awesome. Thanks so much, Cal.
Yeah. And as we wrap up this edition, be sure to follow Kopiko Podcast. You can download us on Spotify, Stitcher, even iHeartRadio. And the best way to get to us, and the easiest way probably, is through the website, ksbe.edu/news. And you can also check out ksbe.edu/alumni to find out about some of the great things happening with the alumni universe. So again, for Ponomaʻa, I'm Kyle Galdera. Take care and aloha.